So oftentimes, Joseph is referred to as the foster father, the adopted father. And that's important because when we look at that first reading about the lineage from the house of David. So in the Jewish law, the Jewish mind, it wasn't so much of a biological line, biological lineage. It was that legal authority. So since Joseph was the legal father of Jesus, we can rightfully say that Jesus comes from the house of David. That's the importance of the first reading and the responsorial psalm. And St. Paul tells us about this great man of faith, Abraham, who believed against hope, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And so it's within that mindset of the faithfulness of Abraham that this righteous, this just man, Joseph, is presented to us today. We imagine as a good, faithful, righteous Jew, he knew the story of the faithful people of his history. He knew the story of Noah's faithfulness, of Moses, of Abraham, these great men of the tradition who acted with hope against hope and responded to the promptings of the Lord and walked in faith. So when his time came, he had the confidence that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were faithful to them and to the people of the covenant, would be faithful to him as well. We look at Joseph as this great, the patron of the universal church, a great model, a great intercessor for each one of us. But especially today we pray for the fathers, that through the intercession of Saint Joseph, they will have the courage that's needed to lead and to guide their families in the midst of so much tempting and trial and tribulation in our world today. When we look at Saint Joseph, maybe we can look at some of the virtues, perhaps four of his qualities. First, he's a man of silence. Now, there's not one word recorded of Joseph in the Gospels. We know of no word that he ever spoke, but we can rightfully say that he probably spoke the name Jesus, because it was the father's duty at the circumcision to name the child. And that's when the child received the name. And we heard in the gospel today that you shall name him Jesus. But the silence of Joseph in our world, which is so full of noise and distraction, we look to Joseph to teach us how to be silent. Physically silent, but also within the silence of our heart. So that we can be obedient as Joseph was. Obedience means to hear and to do. In spite of whatever seemed to be the truth, Joseph heard the word of God given to him through the angel, and he acted immediately. He arose and did exactly as the angel had commanded him. He was a man of obedience. He was a man of humility. We know that they were a poor family, working with his hands, doing what needed to be done. We ask him to help us to become humble servants. And then finally, Saint Joseph is called the Custos, the custodian, entrusted by our Heavenly Father to be the custodian of our Blessed Mother and of Jesus, this custodian of the Word, especially in this time of Lent when we are taking a step back, when we should be more silent, more prayerful, reading the Scriptures, receiving the Word of God. Saint Joseph teaches us how to be a good custodian of that Word, guarding it, protecting it, allowing it to flourish in our hearts and in the world around us. Let us pray to this great saint, this great intercessor, to teach us, to model, to be a model for us, so that like Saint Joseph, we can enjoy the fruits of a faithful life. And as he heard at the end of his life, we too will one day hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy."